Hi, this is a dictation for Alan Smith, A-L-L-A-N-S-M-I-T-H, date of service is 3/29/2023, date of birth 8/18/1961, date of accident 8/12/2022. The patient Alan Smith is here for a follow-up visit. It has several complaints of pain, moderate to severe pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back with radiation to the lower extremities and in both the legs sometimes, and sometimes only the right leg, off and on, as numbness and tingling, which is worsening and stays for longer period. There is also generalized pain in the right thigh, right leg, and some pain, mild pain in the knee. But he can walk reasonably well with a cane, and the injury is almost getting better, according to him. His mood is fair with the medication, and sleep is a 4 hour only. He has a extreme problem with the sleep, and a lot of anxiety inbuilt. He has been doing physical therapy, and he has been reporting 60% improvement so far with the current treatment that we have, conservative treatment, including physical therapy medications. And the patient has a past history of a surgery at L4, L5 with laminectomy for some previous issues that I do not have a detailed information at this time. And the MRIs have shown several pathologies that I will discuss in plan of care. In the ADLs, patient reports that general activity, mood, walking ability are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, enjoyment of life 9, sleep and work is affected 8. At this time, in the system review, patient has not checked anything except in neurology and psych, difficulty sleeping, and in pain and numbness, patient has reported stiffness of the lower back and neck, and pain in the neck and the lower back, and some pain in the right knee and right leg, slight difficulty walking. Rest of the GI, GU, respiratory are all negative. No changes in the pain level is reported, and there are no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. No other trauma. Current pain medication remain the same, Tylenol with codeine. The substance abuse, none is reported. In compliance, the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 168/84, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 02/2028-23. Dictation number is 0330-015, along with diagnosis. Plan. After reviewing the MRIs again, the patient was informed that he is having a bulging disc at L2-3, herniated disc at L3-4, bulging disc at L4-5, and retrolisthesis at L5-S1, and dorsal ampullate ossified. Facet hypertrophy from L1 to L5 is present. The patient was informed about detailed pathology through the models and treatment options. The patient already had surgery done at L4, L5, and patient is not wanting to have another repeat surgery at this time. Doesn't want to see a surgeon. He also has not been forthcoming for injection treatment that were advised to him for the lumbar and cervical region. In the cervical region also, he has got a herniated disc at C3-4 and at C5-6. And C6-7, along with there is a facet hypertrophy throughout, and facet hypertrophy, unconvertible joint hypertrophy, leading to moderate neuroforaminal narrowing laterally at several places. The patient was again shown detailed information about these findings and the treatment option of epidural injections that were advised to him. In addition, the patient may have a left shoulder issue. He was given a MRI that has not been done yet from the previous visit. He's utilizing a infrared device that was ordered for him called Onlux photo biomodulation. And he has been provided with the prescription for naproxen and prazodone, and Tylenol with codeine is continuing. He wants to come for an injection in a week time. We will begin with the lumbar epidural first, and all the instructions have been given to him. Thank you. He will continue his physical therapy and chiropractic treatment.